This week's dry bean scene is made possible by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association, SRS Commodities, and Johnstown Bean Company. Joining us this week is Lakota, North Dakota-based Husso Crop Consulting owner Mark Husso. And Mark, have farmers wrapped up dry edible bean planting, and how is that crop looking?
I would say a strong percentage of the planted edible beans did get in. We actually just finished planting last week. With those acres. And in that, we do have some mixed stands as well. The stands that got mudded in certainly aren't as favorable as other fields. But all in all, we're quite happy with how the edible beans look. But certainly some farms have a long ways to go as they just finished planting last week. Our early edible beans are finished up with post-emergent herbicide. They're looking quite nice in most areas. Some of those fields needed some rain, and I'm hopeful they got it. But all in all, most acres did get in, but there were a few plant edible bean fields that ended up being prevent plant.
You know, in areas where the weather conditions have been variable and they're either maybe too wet or too dry, this may be the year for insects, as conditions in some places are favorable for some of that insect and disease development activity.
I actually sent an alert to my farmers early this week about grasshoppers. We in our route last week up around Walsh County, we were finding grasshoppers on the edges. They were starting to hurt and injure some of our pinto beans and actually some of our nice wheat. And then as we started scouting this week, we're finding more grasshoppers in different places. So as wet as we have been in many places, it's difficult to realize that grasshoppers might be a problem. But where we were drier, no question that we're going to have to be cautious of that insect.
Thanks so much, Mark. Again, Mark Husso, Lakota, North Dakota-based crop consultant. And that's the dry bean scene on the Red River Farm Network.